Hi, I'm Stephanie Strange. Want to hear something scary? Bit by the moon. So many of us let our careers take over our entire life. We live to work rather than work to live. But if you're not careful, that very thing that gives you purpose may just be the thing that kills you. Natalia held her crossbow tightly as she walked through the woods that surrounded her small town. The werewolf she was tracking had been terrorizing the town for decades, leaving a trail of bodies in its wake. She was well-respected around the community and took pride in her role in law enforcement. She was the first to show up at any site of trouble. It was dangerous, but hunting monsters had been passed down her family line for generations. It was never something people took willingly, but Natalia honored her family legacy and gave her all to every hunt. Her ancestors had attempted to find it during every full moon, but somehow always failed. Natalia knew with every unsuccessful hunt, more townspeople would be killed. She was filled with guilt, thinking of little Journey Hightower, whose body had been found in her backyard, the night that Journey would be camping out there. The werewolf had fled into the woods after it had brutally murdered Journey and her dad. Natalia had ordered the rest of the family to wait for the cops as she followed the beast into the night. She slathered mud all over her body to mask her human scent and then follow the tracks of the part wolf monster. The trees were dense, but Natalia refused to back down. She was sick of this werewolf and its endless trail of carnage. No matter what, she vowed it would end that night. Despite the full moon, there was little illumination. She peered through the trees with her flashlight on high. Snap! She spun and leveled her crossbow, but it was just an innocent bunny. Natalia stalked the creature for hours until she finally found what she was looking for. A small wooden cabin in an overgrown clearing. It was fit for a habitation, but Natalia knew this had to be the werewolf's resting ground. The door was destroyed, so she was able to enter the cabin with ease. She tiptoed around on high alert, aiming the crossbow. It was too quiet. Suddenly, Natalia heard a low growl from behind her. She spun around, but it was too late. A talon claw penetrated down her back, and she yelled in pain. The leather strap that held a silver crossbow with bolts had snapped, and the bolts had scattered uselessly across the floor. Natalia frantically fired the crossbow, hoping for a hit, but her aim was off. She had wasted her chance. The werewolf saw the window of opportunity and swung again at Natalia, drawing blood. Natalia screamed in pain. Before she could get into a defensive position, she took a hard kick to the chest, smashing into a closet mirror and sending shards flying like reflective knives. One landed near her hand and she grabbed the sharp piece of the mirror, blood oozing instantly as it sliced her palm. "Silver-backed mirror?" she whispered, looking at the weapon without hesitation. Natalia leapt up with a warrior scream and rammed the mirror shard through the werewolf's head. The monster howled, making sounds of anguish and rage as dark blood sprayed from the gash on its forehead. Natalia fell backwards, watching in shock as the werewolf twitched and foamed at the mouth before falling backwards, its eyes widening and growing dark as its soul fled. Natalia took a deep breath before staggering to her feet. Finally, the monster that had invaded her bloodline for generations was dead. And now her loved ones and the whole town could rest easy. She returned home slowly, her entire body throbbing from head to toe. She was so exhausted, she barely noticed her slight limp caused by the bite on her ankle. In a final act of defiance and irony, the werewolf had passed on its curse to the one who was born to kill them. And when the hunter became the hunted, there was no telling how long the town would survive, if at all. As we approach the spooky season, I really wanted to get into a good mystery. I know that most of us love a good thriller and mystery to solve. I love putting my knowledge and skills to the test because I can laugh at myself when something is so easy and in plain sight, or I can get so immersed into it because it's so hard that I cannot crack the code. So I've had several of these moments with June's journey. In this game, you play as June Parker, an amateur detective investigating a series of mysteries. Now, this game is set in an era of Sherlock Holmes, so it totally transports you to another world. The mysteries are so fun to figure out. Like I was saying before, you really have to put your powers of observation to the test to solve the case. There's always a new case waiting to be solved with new chapters every week. So if you love the unexplained, like most of us do on Something Scary, then you will definitely love solving a good mystery. Find your inner detective. Download June's Journey today. Available on Android and iOS mobile devices, as well as on PC through Facebook Games. If you would like to submit a story, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Like and share this video if it gave you the chills. And don't forget to subscribe to Snarled and turn on the bell for notifications. And if you dare, follow me on social media. Until next time, sweet dreams.